Hi everyone, this is Herb Leibacher from World of Walt, and today I don't have a standard podcast show, but rather my 2016 Christmas card to you. It's a little bit like my 2015 Christmas card, but I still hope you will enjoy it. Let me begin by wishing my friends who celebrate the rededication of the Jewish temple a very happy upcoming Hanukkah. And to my friends who celebrate Christmas, I'd like to share something with you. This year we gained a new Christmastime offering at Walt Disney World. The Starbright Holiday Christmas Drone Show made its debut at Disney Springs, and in a word, it is amazing. It's one of those things that you have to experience in person to really appreciate. In 2016, we gained that new show, but we lost a show as well. This year at Disney World is the first in a long time without the Osborne lights at Disney's Hollywood Studios. At this point, the former home of the Christmas light display, the Streets of Hollywood, is gone, and preparations are well underway for Star Wars Land and Toy Story Land. I know that many people visiting the Osborne lights used it as a family tradition, and the light show is missed. We lost something else a few years ago, and today I'd like to look back at it. Actually, it's better to say that we lost a piece of something. Here's what I mean. Many of you may be familiar with a candlelight processional, a Disney show that traces its roots back to a predecessor presentation that started at Disneyland in 1958, and which was duplicated at the Magic Kingdom in its opening year of 1971. The show relocated to the American Gardens Theater in 1994. That theater is in Epcot, and it's along the shore of the World Showcase Lagoon, and it's directly across from the promenade from the American Adventure. Each year, a celebrity narrator and a huge choir and orchestra perform a traditional holiday set of songs as part of the retelling of the biblical story of Christmas. Like many things at Disney, the Candlelight Processional show has changed over the years. If you've listened to this podcast, you know that I'm something of a traditionalist and enjoy many Disney things the way they were. For example, in 2013, Disney changed the scriptures in the Candlelight Processional from the King James Version, which honestly is kind of hard to understand, to the more modern English Standard Version. In 2013, Disney also dropped a poem from the show. The poem was written by Dr. James Allen Francis, who was born in 1864, who was from Nova Scotia, Canada, and who became a pastor at the young age of just 21. Over the years, Dr. Francis wrote a handful of books, and he also wrote one little 298-word poem that, in its day, became popular. It became really popular. Actually, and a little bit oddly, his poem became so popular over the years that along the way, the authorship of the poem fell into obscurity. Even now, the words of his poem are often credited to an anonymous author. Anyway, back to Disney. Since the poem by Dr. Francis was dropped from the Candlelight Processional in 2013, that means the last time it was presented in Epcot was 2012. That year, there were some great celebrity narrators who read Dr. Francis's poem, including Gina Davis, Neil Patrick Harris, Whoopi Goldberg, Blair Underwood, Jodie Benson, Gary Sinise, Amy Grant, and a few other celebrities that, well, honestly, I don't know who they are. We may never know why Disney pulled Dr. Francis's little poem from the Candlelight Processional, but I, for one, miss that poem. So this year, for Christmas 2016, I would like to join those narrators from back in 2012 and share the poem with you. It's called One Solitary Life. I hope I can get through it, so here it goes. Here is a man who was born in an obscure village as the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in another obscure village. He worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30, and then for 3 years was an itinerant preacher. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never owned a home. He never had a family. He never went to college. He never put his foot inside a big city. He never traveled 200 miles from the place where he was born. He never did one of the things that usually accompany greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He had nothing to do with this world except the naked power of his divine manhood. While still a young man, the tide of popular opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. One of them denied him. Another betrayed him. He was turned over to his enemies. He went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed upon a cross between two thieves. His executioners gambled for the only piece of property he had on earth while he was dying, and that was his coat. When he was dead, he was taken down and laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. 19 wide centuries have come and gone, and today he is the center of the human race and the leader of the Column of Progress. I am far within the mark when I say that all the armies that ever marched, and all the knaves that were ever built, and all the parliaments that ever sat, and all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of man upon the earth as powerfully as has this one solitary life. Merry Christmas, my friends, and until next year, may God bless you.